Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
So are snow fleas really fleas?
No, they're not fleas. They're actually not insects. They are arthropods. Oh. So there are differences. They have simple eyes versus compound eyes. They breathe through their skin versus through a trachea. Snow fleas are not fleas. They don't bite. They live all year in the soil, at the surface of the soil, in the litter. They feed on decaying vegetation, organic matter. They're kind of that in between the microbes and the macrobes that we can easily see, right?
Okay.
And us. They don't all live on the ground. There are thousands of species of them, like more than 3,000 species. Some live up in the trees. Some live on the water, little pools of water, even on the surface of really slow-moving streams. But they're all but invisible because they're tiny. Most of them are really tiny. I don't see them every winter, but I have seen them this winter already. We had that long, mild stretch in January where it didn't get super warm. It's not like it was way above freezing, but it was just in the 20s, kind of night and day. And some days it got up close to freezing, especially down here by the lake. One day I was out and going along on a trail, and there they were, numerous places they were out. Not in huge numbers, but they look like little pepper flakes. But they move. They are also called springtails, which I think is really a much better name, which is how they move. They have a modified leg that's in the central portion of their axis of their bodies and towards the back, and that's held down by a little clamp. And when they need to get away quickly from a predator, salamander, ant, beetle, during the course of their lives, then that lever gets released and boing! They spring away. That can propel them up to 100 times the length of their bodies. So it might be mere inches, but if it's a beetle or an ant or a salamander, that could well be enough. And they don't always land on their feet, but they have some special extra appendages that they can inflate and that are sticky, so they can put them into the ground around them to right themselves. So the ones that we see come up to the surface of the snow, that's one or two species out of all these species. Those are the ones that we see. And they can stay active in the winter because they have one of these wonderful evolutionary adaptations of having some special proteins that they produce that in the winter that help them stay active till the temperatures get really, really cold. If they're in the subnivian, well, then they're not really exposed to those many winters. They can stay active. And apparently they come up through the snow, through all those granules. It's fascinating to me that they can do this, because I've talked about how I love to look at the snow profile. And boy, sometimes it just seems it's really dense. And so some of it is got to be somewhat opportunistic, because I'm sure there are some times when the snow in a certain area is too condensed and compacted for them to actually go vertically through the snowpack. But then other places it stays loose enough that they can slowly make their way up. Anything I've ever read about it sounds like it's a response to looking for food. So maybe they've consumed a lot of what's available where it is that that's happening. I don't know. There must be many things that motivate that movement. It's really fun to get a glimpse of these otherwise invisible creatures that are out there in the world and are some of the most numerous macro invertebrates that there are. So there have been measured up to 100,000 springtails / snow fleas in a square meter of soil, 100,000. I've been aware of snow fleas since not long after I moved here and someone clued me in. So a long time, but this is the only time I've ever seen this. The other reason that they come to the surface of the snow or come together in groups that we might notice, which can be on the snow later in the winter, is mating. They can gather by the millions. In that case, they're moving, finding each other through pheromones that they are producing. Well, it was in either winter of 2012 or 13, late winter, but still a lot of snow on the ground through the woods and around the house. And it felt like all of a sudden they were everywhere. And I mean, in some places they were inches deep. Millions is not an exaggeration. So you'd go out and you'd see it like in a tree well, so a little depression or maybe a footprint, and it'd just be full of springtails, literally, you know, black. It looked black with springtails. And this was over a period of several days. And at one point they had moved the side of our house is very close to the woods, a couple meters at most. And they had actually moved from the woods across the little narrow gravel kind of path. And they were going up the side of the building and they were eating the algae off the side of the wood siding.
A buffet.
Of the building. Yeah. The north side of the house is very protected. Algae tends to grow on that. Mildew, all kinds of things depending upon the year. And they literally cleaned it off. I mean, it was astonishing in those kinds of numbers. They were just like a moving mouth, just of many mouths moving up the wall, tidying it right up. So I had never seen that before in the woods anywhere or since. Obviously it happens, but maybe some years it happens after the snow is all gone, so I don't see it. Or I don't know if it happens everywhere at the same time. I don't know enough about it to.
Or you just add specially yummy algae.
Yeah. They got going somewhere else because they were all over in the woods. It was really a spectacle. I'd like to see that again.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thank you so much for talking to us about springtails.
You're welcome.